Let's go down the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline and welcome the Stockton Heat's all-star for this 2019-20 season, Glenn Godden. Glenn, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. Congratulations on the nod. So not that it's new news, but here you are. All-star game tonight, I believe. How does this all feel? All-star and Glenn Godden, does that work for you?
Yeah, it does. It's pretty exciting. Definitely an honor to be recognized this year, and just looking forward to tonight.
Okay, so set the scene for us. What does it look like? What is have you got skills separate from the game? Walk us through what the itinerary looks like for you.
We had our skills competition last night, and it went pretty well. I was in the relay race and accuracy shooting, and everyone took part in a shootout. It was a pretty cool experience, something I've never done before, so it was a lot of fun. And then tonight we have our 3-on-3 tournament that starts at 7.
Right on. That sounds great. Now, how did accuracy go? Is that one that you get the sweats over nervous-wise, or are you excited to get at that?
I was excited. Obviously, it's a bit nerve-wracking. I'd never done it before. I went, I think, 3-for-8, so not too good, but at least I hit a couple.
I don't know if you caught the NHL All-Star break this past weekend, but they went to these sort of digital targets that not your fans loved or fawned over. Did you at least get the foaming or the exploding foam targets? That's what everyone was pining for at the NHL level.
Yeah, we had them. I think it's a lot easier to hit those, and especially if you just nick it, they break, and it's pretty obvious that you hit it. When I think there was probably some malfunction with the ones that they had in the NHL All-Star game that looked like they hit and that didn't break. So we went old school this year.
And the other two events, obviously the breakaways and then the relay. Give us a little more detail on those two.
For the relay, it was a three-man relay. I went second. Actually, I got pretty lucky. The guy I went against fell twice, so I don't know if he did that to make me look a little bit better, but I just kind of went slow and steady, and my team won our heat. And then for the shootout, it was I think 4 rounds of 5 guys, and I think we won that one as well, and I scored. So I can say I did that. I guess I made up for the accuracy shooting.
So Ontario's the scene. What was the crowd like, and are you considered the enemy there as a divisional rival, or was it Team Pacific Division? Let's cheer on Glenn and company.
It was a pretty good crowd. Luckily, it wasn't too bad against me. I think the San Diego fans and then Ontario fans are going at it the most. There's quite a few San Diego fans and a lot of boos and whatnot for them. And no, I think we had a few Stockton Heat fans, so it was nice to see them, but definitely no booze for myself.
As for an all-star competition, you played in anything like this before? I guess there'd probably, prospect games you would have taken part in? Would that be it?
Yeah, there was a major midget all-star game that I took part in, but it was just a 5-on-5 game. There was no skills competition or anything like that, so nothing really compares to this one.
And you're having fun? You got some pals around the league? You're obviously the lone member of the Heat representing with Phillips injured.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of actually Western League guys that I've played against coming through the ranks. So a lot of familiar faces, and obviously guys that we play in our division. We play, Bakersfield and San Jose 16 times a season. So you get familiar with guys, and then it's a little bit different when you're kind of at something like this and then on the same side. So no, everyone's, I think, having fun and enjoying it, so it's pretty easy to mingle with one another.
You've had a sensational season, as your club has as well. You currently sit 11th in league scoring, and that with the more compressed and, or I suggest spaced out probably, Pacific Division schedule. You guys don't play as many games as the other divisions. How has this year gone for you, and when you were in your off season preparing and training, working out, trying to improve, were these the types of results or you were, I guess, envisioning or goals that you're sort of eclipsing now?
I think so. I mean, ultimately coming into this year, I wanted to take a step forward and kind of be more of a go-to guy here in Stockton if that's where I was at. So I think I've done that so far, and obviously going to continue to do that. I think we have a good team and good coaching staff, which has allowed me to, succeed and then put up some good numbers because we have such a good team this year. So I think all in all, coming into this year, I just kind of wanted to be more consistent and, I mean, work on my, obviously, all aspects of my game, but definitely try to produce more offensively.
We're chatting with Glenn Godden, Flames prospect, AHL All-Star, and having put up 40 points in 40 games with the Stockton Heat. You've already eclipsed last year's point total. What does a second year in the American Hockey League do for you comfort-wise? Because we've seen so many guys, year one is like the eyebrows raised, like, oh my goodness, what am I into here? And then if they're going to be good pros, typically it's year two that you see that big jump in the numbers. How much more comfortable are you this year?
A lot more. Obviously, being able to know how the league works and travel, and I think just being, like you said, more comfortable. And then obviously with being more comfortable, you get more confident. And I think in my game especially, if I'm comfortable, relaxed, and confident, I'm playing my best. So definitely coming into this year, I knew, like I said earlier, I wanted to take a step forward. And to do that, I mean, coming in the second year, just being comfortable and confident, is a huge thing, and I think it's allowed me just to play my game and then be more relaxed.
One of the things Cale McLean noted, we chatted with him last Wednesday before your final game ahead of the All-Star break, was that this year he's just so much more comfortable and impressed with your play at even strength, whereas last year you made some waves, but mostly special teams. He loves leaning on you in all situations this year. Is that something that you had as a focus for this season?
Yeah, definitely. Last year, we had a lot of talks about trying to produce more 5-on-5, and that was a big area that I wanted to work on. And I think so far, I've been doing a lot more 5-on-5, which obviously moving up the ranks, you know, need to be able to do. You're not always going to be on the power play off the bat. So I just kind of wanted to, work on my game that way. And it's nice to be put out there, obviously, on our power play. And I think we're probably, I'm not sure if we still are, but we were number one in the league for a long time, and we got two good units that this year it's pretty easy to get points there too because we're so deep and all that stuff. But even, like you said, being on the penalty kill and then earning his trust was a big thing last year, and I'm still trying to build on that this year.
25% on that man advantage. Wow, that's got to be fun. And winning's got to be a whole lot of fun. This is a much different season than last year where you were kind of clinging to hopes of making the playoffs late. You guys are right in the thick of a division battle to win the Pacific with clearly a pretty good club that you're facing in Tucson. What's the mood been like? How different was last year's vibe compared to this one where you've been so successful under Cale McLean here?
Yeah, it's a big change, and I think a lot of that comes from our leadership this year. I think Byron Fraze has done a good job kind of taking the team and leading it. I think last year that's something that we lacked, and it kind of showed. So having a guy like that and our assistant captains too, and Brandon Davidson, Buddy Robinson, and Ryan Lomberg, they've all kind of chipped in their own way, and I think guys are just starting to follow them.
A few more with Glenn Godden, Flames prospect and AHL All-Star. Buddy Robinson recalled by the Flames. What can fans expect from him if he gets into game action in the near future?
I think he's just a good, two-way a winger. I think he's pretty, obviously everyone knows that he's 6'6", and he's a big boy, but he's good at, getting on the forecheck and creating turnovers. I think that's a big thing in his game, and I've been lucky enough to play with him, I think, for pretty much the whole year. So, I loved playing with him, and he's an easy guy to play with. So I'd be excited to see if he gets into a game.
And secondly, and finally, I suppose, just thoughts on where you need to be to get to the NHL. It feels like you're knocking at the door right now, a point-per-game player in the American League in just your second season.
Yeah, I think just continue to, work on all aspects, but in the most part, just try to be that reliable centerman. I take pride in my 200-foot game, and I think that's going to be the thing to ultimately get me a call up. So obviously continue to produce offensively, but I think my main focus is just being responsible in the defensive zone and kind of being all over the ice and in all aspects of the game.
Glenn, great catching up. I think we chatted with you at Winsport during rookie camp, and then here you are an AHL All-Star. Who knows the next time we chat, hopefully you're a member of the Calgary Flames. Appreciate the time and have some fun tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me.